If you've ever been in a space where you feel like, why am I not happier? Why do I feel numb? Why can I not find joy in things? This is the episode for you. We discuss why this happens, especially for those of us in high achieving jobs, and most importantly, the simplest, easiest, most life-changing thing you can do about it. You built the life, you did everything right, and somewhere along the way, you forgot what it feels like to be truly, wildly alive. Welcome to The Liberated Life. I'm Lucy Maeve, and this is where we remember the magic of being human. Hello, my sweet one. What a joy it is to be here with you today. I'm sitting here, I've got my cacao in a beautiful mug that I bought from South Africa that has this like beautiful texture on it that feels like slightly, it has like a ring of smooth ceramic and then like a rougher line of ceramic, and it just feels so good on my hand. You know those mugs that are just so perfect? One of them. I'm really excited for this episode today. We're going to go on a different adventure to some of the stuff we talk about normally. So yesterday, I had a call with a client who I have just started working with, and it was a session that really, really deeply inspired me. And this particular client of mine has really faced a lot of challenge in her life. She's been through some quite seismic experiences for someone of her age. And we were kind of exploring a little bit of that and the potential impact of that on her. And at a point in the session, this sometimes happens where I notice that the person opposite me is in a space of maybe a little bit of stuckness or inertia in exploring something heavy like that. And in those moments, I often ask people to pause. And we find a way of bringing some movement or some space to that experience. And I asked her to find something that brought her joy in her room, like something she could look at that brought her a sense of peace or joy or just feeling good. And in that moment, when she found this particular painting, the whole session shifted in the most incredible way. And that is what I want to talk to you about today. So there is a pattern that I see in so many of the people that I work with who are working in big corporate jobs, in finance, in law, in consulting, to be honest, in any big corporate environment. And that pattern is that somewhere along the way, in the quest for seniority, in the quest for higher salaries, for success, in inverted commas, somewhere along the way, those people have lost access to delight. The experience of being in those industries, of living with a certain rhythm, with living with a certain speed, systemically squeezes out play, creativity, and beauty. And there's nothing wrong here. There's like no shaming here. But I see it all the time that people in those industries, and this may be you as well, have spent their life really focusing on linear thought, on A plus B equals C. If I work hard, I will get promoted. If I do this, I will get this. Very much mathematical in their approach to life. And there's literally nothing wrong with this. Like, a lot of those industries train that to a certain degree. There's a level of performance in those industries that's required in order to succeed. So we're not shaming this behavior. I just want to point it out that for a lot of people in high-flying jobs, they are over-focused and like overly in relationship with the aspect of them that works linearly. So that works in A plus B equals C. And this was very, very much the case for me when I was in banking. And I think I told this story before, but I also came from a chemistry background. So when I left school, I went and studied chemistry for 4 years, which was obviously extremely mathematical. And then I went into banking. And I kind of underneath all of this always had a sense that I wasn't very creative. It's like, that's not my thing in life. Like, I'm the one that's good at maths. I'm good at science. I'm good at like logic. So I kind of just accepted that that wasn't part of my jam. Like, it wasn't my life, and that was fine. But over the years, when I was working in Canary Wharf and commuting every day on the Jubilee line and sitting on the trading floor surrounded by lots of stressed people, I started to feel more and more numb and more dead inside, in truth. And I look back now, and in many ways, my vision for life had become very compressed. So it was like this almost tunnel vision experience of like A plus B equals C. Move forward, next step, next step, next step. And even though I went to some really beautiful restaurants and like beautiful hotels and traveled with work, I didn't really experience delight particularly. I didn't experience a sense of awe or wonder. Even when I was in some of the most beautiful places in the world, I could kind of look out over, I can't remember what that big mountain range is, out the Blue Mountains in Australia. I could look out over them and think like, yeah, they're beautiful. Like, next, move on. Now, I didn't realize that there was anything wrong with this. I kind of just thought it was me because it had always been that way to a certain degree. And I saw it in a way as like a positive thing because I was always focused on moving forward. But over the years, as I started to heal and as I started to do this work, something else started to open in me. Now, I was introduced, I actually can't remember when, probably about a year after I left banking, to something called the Gene Keys. And for those of you who are skeptics of like astrology and stuff, I totally hear you. Even though I'm like deep in the spiritual realms at times, I still have a very analytical part of my brain that's like, this is all bullshit. But I also am always in awe of how much resonance there is in what I find in astrology and in other more esoteric ways of looking at our human experience. So I was introduced to the Gene Keys, and the Gene Keys basically looks at your birth date and it pulls out like specific aspects of your personality and the journey that those aspects of your personality are deemed to be going on in this lifetime. So moving from like a lower frequency aspect of that particular part of your personality to the higher frequency aspect. So moving from like heavier qualities into lighter, more beautiful, love-focused qualities. Now, I find this kind of hilarious because when I looked at my Gene Keys, I have very much in my Gene Keys, this one, which is the 46th Gene Key, which moves from the shadow, so the lower frequency, of seriousness. Classic seriousness, obviously, because Lucy was so serious, to through delight. So one up was delight, and then eventually to ecstasy. Now, I think that a lot of us have this, whether it's in your Gene Keys or not. Whenever I read this, I'm like, this is part and parcel of modern living, especially if you're a high achiever. Now, I want to read you a section of the Gene Key about seriousness, because I just think it's important for us to all look at this together because we're all a little bit serious at times. So it says here, seriousness is the most widespread of all diseases on this planet and is the primary cause of much ill fortune. When you live your life from this shadow, you carry a black cloud above your head wherever you go. It always seems to rain when you don't want it to, because you are out of synchronization with the whole. You create obstacles for yourself when you become too focused either on the future or on the past. Seriousness is about worrying or expecting or wishing life to be other than it is right now. Serious takes you away from life and love and into issues of control and separation. Anybody resonating? So I think that so many of us live from that shadow. And it's also, in truth, quite easy in personal work to live from that shadow, especially if you're interested in trauma work, if you're like, you know, there's so much stuff on the internet about like releasing blocks and like focusing on trauma and blah, blah, blah. I'm not here to say that we don't need to focus on pain. There's always space for pain and it is important to meet your pain. But there's a difference between meeting your pain and becoming so focused on the past that you get trapped in it. And I think a lot of us are trapped in it. We are trapped in the past, in the like, oh, this thing happened to me and it's all so painful and blah, blah, blah. And this is not me victim blaming. Like a lot of us have had some shit things happen to us. It's valid and important to move through that pain. There's a difference between being present with pain and staying in the story of pain and worrying about the future. Am I going to have enough money? Am I going to find a partner? Is this job right? Should I move here? What happens if this happens? We are in this swinging between past and future. And in that, there is no space for what is happening right now. And when we start to move into the space of right now, we start to accept life as it is. And as the Gene Keys book says, acceptance equals ownership, which leads to delight. Delight is the sense of freedom that emerges from an appreciation of the richness of being alive. This gift is about feeling alive within the realm of matter. So how the hell do we start feeling alive in the realm of matter? I'm going to go back to the session with my client. So she's there. And she finds this picture on the wall, which is a painting, and it has beautiful colors on it. And I asked her to describe the painting to me, to describe the colors and the textures of the painting. And in that, she had a memory arise for her of being in Greece with a really wonderful woman that she met there, who was almost like an elder, an artist who was from Scandinavia and went to Greece to be in the sunshine and would sit out on the beach and draw. And how they spent time together and used to draw together. And how she felt so present. And how everything felt beautiful. And she could feel the sand underneath her. And she could feel the warmth of the sunlight on her skin. And she could hear the waves lapping gently. And the sound of the crayons that she was using to draw on the piece of paper. And she went into that memory and from that connected to an aspect of her that she had long forgotten. An aspect of her that was so present and knew exactly what she wanted because she just was. And that session then grew into this beautiful exploration of living from that place of presence. And in small moments, this is not like huge, complex, like I need to move to Bali things. It was like the smallest of moments, sometimes not even a change in how we are living day to day, but living with more presence. Okay, I want to take a little pause from the podcast here because I've been meaning to mention this and I keep forgetting to tell you that at the end of May, I am taking a small group of women to Andalusia for 5 nights and I would love for you to be one of them. And I want to be clear, this is not a yoga holiday. This is not a wellness retreat with green juices and fasting and early bedtimes. Well, maybe a little bit of that, but definitely not the fasting. This is the real work, breath work, somatic work, depth, delight, long lunches, Andalusian sunsets, and a group of women doing something genuinely courageous and magical together. Last year, the women who came said it was one of the most transformational experiences of their lives. And the best bit about it is that they're still all in each other's lives today, which I absolutely love. If something in this podcast keeps landing for you, if there's a part of you that has been thinking about doing something like this for a little while, honestly, just come. The details are in the show notes, or you can email me with the word retreat and we can have a chat. There are only a couple of spots left, so now is the time. Okay, back to the episode now. So some of the things that she came up with, it's like, oh, sitting in the morning with a cup of tea and having my breakfast. And she's like, it's weird because it's the same breakfast that I always have, but there's more, I'm actually there with the breakfast. I'm like feeling the texture of things in my mouth. I'm tasting things. I'm like going to a market and seeing the beautiful tomatoes in the market. I'm like driving in my car and feeling the freedom of being able to drive in the car and play the radio and sing along. Sometimes we look for huge things to make a big shift in life. And there are sometimes big things that need to happen. But I think we forget the magic of delight in daily moments. And to access delight, we have to access presence. We have to stop anchoring ourselves in the past and worrying about the future. We have to come into the now and to notice, like to really notice. Like, this was such a big journey for me because I was running at 16 million miles an hour. I'm having a little sip of my cacao. I was running at 16 million miles an hour and it was really hard for me to stop and to notice. And I thought it was a waste of time. And I thought it was a bit pathetic and like, oh, we need to get on to the next thing. And I didn't realize that that was the whole point. That the whole point was to notice the beauty that's already here. And you know what? The more that we notice the beauty that's already here in the small moments, insight tends to come. Answers tend to come. Clarity. I spent this whole period when I first left banking really focusing on like romancing myself. So I used to take myself and like buy beautiful fruit and vegetables from the market and like go and sit in a park and like really enjoy eating a peach. Or like I'd make myself breakfast and I'd make it all like really beautiful as if I was going to take a photo of it for Instagram, but I definitely would not take a photo of it for Instagram and just like enjoy the beauty of having created a beautiful plate of food. And so much magic came into that. So simple. So simple. And yet we're so busy that we forget to do it. Now, I want to read for you guys. I'm probably going to do a terrible job of this because she is actually a spoken word poet. So what are they? Or a spoken word poet. And I'm going to do this terribly. But I want to read you a poem by Andrea Gibson. Andrea Gibson came into my life when I was in Mexico. My friend Tessa introduced me to her work and she speaks to delight in a way I have never seen anyone speak to delight through the lens of presence. So I want you to hear this. because it talks to the journey of moving from seriousness, from being shut down, from being unable to experience the magic of life or to feel the magic of life, to delight. Okay. Acceptance speech after setting the world record in goosebumps. I wasn't by any means a natural. Was not one of those wow hounds born jaw-dropped. I was tough in the husk. Went years untouched by rain. Took shelter seriously, even and often especially in good weather. My tears like teenagers hiding under the hoods of my eyes, so committed they were to never falling, for joke of astonishment. When I was told there were 7 wonders of the world, I trusted the math, believed I had seen none of them. Of course, beauty hunted me. It hunts everyone, but I outran it, hid in worry, regret, the promise of an afterlife or a week's end. Then one day, in a red velvet theatre in New Orleans, I watched Maya Angelou walk on stage. 17 slow steps to the mic. She took a breath before speaking, and I could hear God being born in that breath. My every pore reached out like a hand pointing to the first unsinkable lotus in the bayou of the universe. I'd never felt anything like it. Searched the encyclopedia for the feeling's name when I got home. Goosebumps. Afterward, I thought, I can do this. Started training morning to night. Crowbar swinging like a pendulum at the wall of my chest. Tore the caution tape off my life and let everything touch it. Now, for rights reasons, I can't read the rest of the poem, but I will link the spoken word version of her poem in the show notes, and I would highly, highly recommend that you go and listen to it or read it. But let this be your invitation to find magic and presence and delight in the mundane. Notice the trees, notice the sky, notice the couples holding hands walking through the streets. Notice people smiling at you. Notice how it feels to hug the people you love. How it feels to have your first sip of coffee. How it feels to snuggle into bed after a long day. Notice. And to me, that is the journey from seriousness to delight. It has been such a joy to share this part of me with you. Sending you huge amounts of love, presence, and delight. And I will speak to you very soon.